Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
A new National Centre for Inclusive Higher Education has officially opened at Maynooth University. This is Ireland's first national centre dedicated to greater inclusion and access in higher education. And the woman leading the centre is Professor Catriona O'Sullivan, the author of Poor, who joins me now. Catriona, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Pat. How's it going?
Very well. First of all, can you tell us about this new outfit that you're heading up? Where will it be located?
It's located in Maynooth, in the library in Maynooth, which is fantastic. We've got our own little space, which we've just decorated in lovely inclusive colours. Yeah, but it's in Maynooth. So if we have a physical space in Maynooth, but psychologically we're hoping it's going to be a national space, a space where everybody feels that they're part of this new initiative, which is about trying to identify what works in inclusive higher education and how we can share practice across the country.
Now, you are that soldier because you benefited from the Trinity Access Programme. So this particular issue, this cause is close to your heart.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. You know, Ireland saved me. The policies, the practices, the people in this country in the late 90s, early 2000s, the opportunities that were given to me made it possible for me to discover the greatest lesson of my life, which is that I'm really intelligent. I spent my younger life walking around thinking that I was a stupid girl because I'd failed at school. No one ever really taught me about inequity, or I didn't understand that where you come from or what your family background is or how much money you have or the school you go to, how that can affect your opportunities. So obviously this is so close to my own heart. And it's actually about expanding programs like the Trinity Access Program, taking the lessons from them and being able to transfer them across the country so everybody is doing the same thing and offering opportunities to excellent students like myself.
Now, you did observe, though, after your book came out, we all realised that you had a feeling that the kind of access that you got from Trinity at that time might not be as readily accessible to people today.
No, and see, this is one of the challenges, Pat, is the reason I told my story so publicly was if I... In 1999, I asked the question to a community worker, is this it for me? And he said no, and he gave me guidance to adult education courses. I got free mental health supports. I got childcare supports. The conditions were made correct for me to be able to participate in higher education. And unfortunately, them things were cut in the crash, and they haven't been reinstated fully. So I couldn't do what I did 20-odd years ago, Pat. Like, that girl wouldn't have had the chance to discover how brilliant she is because the system isn't as good as it was in terms of supporting people to access higher education. Now, Pat, we have really great policies in this country and we have really great endeavours and ideas around what we want to do. Like, we have things like the National Access Plan. We name targets. We give bursaries and funding. But, like, how we do that in a systematic way, we haven't yet sussed how to do that. And in fact, some of the things have gone backwards. So the role of the centre will be about identifying practices over the last 20 years that have worked really well to empower students and trying to translate them into information that's freely available to everybody and then make programmes based on that knowledge.
Now, are all the colleges on board?
No. I hope they are on. Well, Pat, like, I run a programme, I've spoke to you about this before, called the STEM Passport for Inclusion. Everything that I do is about partnership. Nothing is about me. Nothing is about our university. It's all about partnership. So at the heart of the centre is partnership. So for me, this is an invitation. The beginning of the centre, calling it a national centre, is an invitation for us to work together, to stand together as a higher education system to try to solve what I would call wicked problems. In science, we have this term, wicked problems, problems that have been going on for many, many years that have not been solved. Inclusion in higher education is one of them. So the the creation of the centre is actually an invitation for partnership. I'm really lucky, Pat, that I have a great profile in this area, but also across all of our higher education institutions, there are amazing people, researchers, academics, and access staff, and administrators who want to change this. So I think I'm pushing on an open door here in terms of partnership.
At the same time, you know, there can be academic rivalries, and academic institutions may not want to cede any of their autonomy to your institute.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Of course. So, Pat, this is one of the things that I talked about at the launch. Like, we're in a situation where the only thing that's going to solve the problem of access to higher education and then supporting people through and then getting them into great jobs is collaboration. But the funding model in Ireland and internationally actually encourages competition. So we have to independently apply to the HEA for funding to do this work. And we have to compete with each other for the funding. So part of the remit of the centre will be about challenging policymakers around that and showing them that actual partnership is better. So the STEM Passport Pat is a partnership programme where I've gone to other institutions, presented the idea, and there are many, many people who recognise the partnership is the thing that needs to be done to solve problems and are willing to do that. You're always going to get competition in academia, Pat, because that's the way the system, we're rigged, it's rigged so that we are competing with each other. But I've seen over the last 20 years how willing people are actually to do things that change the face of equity and excellence for people who are diverse. And I really believe that even if there is competition, people will want to come on board with this because we want to make it fairer.
Now, the old adage is you've got to see it to dream about being it.
Yeah.
Now, you, in your case, what happened to you, two critical interventions happened at the hands of teachers.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that people who dream of going to college, unless there's some mentorship along the way, not when they get to Leaving Cert, but along the way before that, who kind of say to them, look, you can do it.
Absolutely, Pat. So the centre is going to be focusing on specific critical points within the education system. So while we're in higher education, and our hope is to make that more inclusive, we know we need to go to the very beginning to be able to start that process with some people. So we focus on pre-access, access. So yeah, Pat, there is a lot of interventions happened to me to get me to where I am. Having one good adult, I actually had about five, to be honest, who believed in me fundamentally and didn't make that dependent on me being a good girl and behaving the same as everybody else. That was a really important piece of my journey, and it's a really important piece of lots of people's journeys. So part of the work of the centre will be to talk about initial teacher education. How do we make sure that teachers understand their impact on young people, working with universities and teachers to try to empower them? Like, I'm currently in the UK, Pat. I'm here delivering a training to hundreds of teachers about what they can do to empower students like me. So that's going to be fundamental. The thing about if you can't see it, you can't be it, Pat, I really kind of rail at that. Like when I was like living in Summerhill with no money and no hope and no idea of what I could be, when I saw somebody like me making it, I often picked the difference, Pat. I didn't look at them and think, oh God, she's doing it, I could do it. I actually needed more than just to see people. I needed to be told I could do it, Pat. Like in my story, I met people who said to me, Katrina, you can do this. And so that's what we need in the system, this particular system, is we not just need to see it, we need people to tell young people and older adults they can go to university if they want to. They can thrive if they want to. So the centre's work will be about pre-access, access, what's happening in the university. And Pat, one of the things that we actually ignore in this space is what happens to students who come in, who are diverse, afterwards. Like, we don't get the same job outcomes as other students. Like, we don't make it into law in the same way other students do, even if we get in to the university space. So the role of the centre will be looking at all of them progressions and what we can do to make sure that everybody's getting the same opportunity.
Now, in terms of interface with the actual candidates, will you have any part in that, or are you more about policy and systems?
We're about identifying programs and practices that work, Pat. So, for example, we're currently running three initiatives through the centre. One of them is about empowering young women who are from deaf schools to get a science education, to get a work experience opportunity, and we've created a 50-point Leaving Cert Point pathway into the university. So we'll be doing both. We'll be doing research and evaluation, policy work, and then using that knowledge to develop programs and practices. Another project that we have, it's not about all about the students either. It's actually about staff and people who work in the institution. So we run a program called Promote Research, where we know that women who work in research, Pat, they don't often get contracts, they don't get promoted, they don't get permanency. So we run a program called Promote Research, where we're trying to support early female career researchers to stay in research because we need their intellect and their innovation within research. So, yeah, we will be working directly with people, developing programs and practices, also using research and evidence to underpin them and then inform policy. We're also working internationally, Pat. So this next month, we're working with Columbia University to kind of look at specific target groups, Pat, and how we can help the really underserved groups. So one of the focus of the centre, it will be working with a justice experienced learners or people who've been in prison, lone parents, victims of domestic violence. So we'll be using our international partners to kind of understand what practices and programmes work internationally and collaborate on trying to solve them problems.
Well, it's a big job you have set yourself. Professor Katrina O'Sullivan, Director of the new Centre for Inclusive Higher Education at Maynooth, thank you very much for joining us on the line.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.